allow yourself to be assisted, allow yourself to be transformed. So we want to remember there's a power that in essence is our true self that's awakening us, that is recognizing us, that's helping us glow, that's helping us stand, that's helping us rise, that's helping us assume our natural power, our natural authority, our natural illuminated field of consciousness. So the more that we remember that we've been dreaming separation, we've been dreaming our false self, and we've been dreaming of poverty. So again, we are the divine, we are God consciousness incarnate. And so we in truth are all of it. We are the light, we are the haloed effect. So when they're saying the haloed effect, it's like this brilliance of light that's illuminating our consciousness, that's illuminating our presence, that's illuminating our true essence, our true value. And so it's for us to go exploring. It's for us to be sincere. And so when they're saying be sincere, it's a little bit like, who are you? Are you the human package, or are you the illuminated value? So we're still operating with form, but we're using that form lightly as we agree to our holy recognition, as we agree to our holy trust of self. And so when we have that holy recognition, when we have that trust of self, we're not going to hurt another. So all of these hurts, all of this warfare in the outer, it's really just symbolic of the war within self that we've been struggling with because we didn't know our true nature. We didn't know our true birthright. We didn't know our true understanding. And so how can we expect others to welcome in their true value when we're sitting here impoverished ourselves? So it's very important as we really illuminate that sacred flame, as we really allow that truth that is restorative, that's blessed filled, that's ready to take us in our whole self, to arrive, to proceed, to pass through. So when they just said pass through, it was like this energy of light, this illuminated presence that is like so brilliant, so bright. But the fear or the trepidation is that you're going to lose your mind, you're going to lose your ego, you're going to lose what you think is your safety, what you think is important, what you think is supporting you. And so we want to remember when we're all of it, that we can have access in, as Master Consciousness, to anything and everything that's appropriate for where we're heading. It's like very easy or easier to drop the past, to drop what we think we currently understand. It's almost like doing the best you can with one set of equipment, and then the new updated equipment arrives that is like so superior, is so much better value. You're not going to sit there and kind of tie strings and glue and tape trying to keep it together. You're just going to drop it all and admire what's arrived at last. So this is what we're doing, but it requires, and they never like when I say but, it requires a symbolic gesture of faith. So in other words, we're transferring our faith to our hallowed expression. We're transferring our faith to our illuminated value. We're transferring our faith to our I am self. We're transferring our faith to who we truly are. And so who we truly are is what we're investing in, is what we're amassing, is what we're joining with, is what we're obligated to, it's what we're requesting. And so the more that we allow that strength to soar, in other words, agreeing with that light, agreeing with that homecoming, agreeing with your heavenly value, agreeing with yourself at last, It's like you assemble all the missing parts because you're agreeing with your wholeness. And so as each of us understands our wholeness, we will soon see, in other words, we will see the truth, and then we can offer blessings and ribbons of sunshine. In other words, until we understand our wholeness, we each of us are still polluting the atmosphere just like everyone else we're complaining about, whether we understand that or not, because we're still functioning out of the conflicted mind. We're still functioning out of duality because we haven't taken ourselves back yet. So this is the time that we've been seeking. This is the time of the time traveling essence. In other words, we exist beyond linear time. And that is very natural. That is very easy to come by, to come about, to present, to encase, meaning receive and incarnate and bring through and entitle, as we will wave our hands. So we're thinking like, oh, it's some like really hard initiation, it's gonna take years. No, but it requires us raising our hand. It requires us recognizing that we're the same. It requires us letting go of the suffering. So the suffering is, it's like, by you I have suffered, and here's my demonstration of pain, and I want retribution, and I want, you know, bring it in front of the judge and get a compensation. Like, as long as we're agreeing with our injury, as long as we're staying stuck in our pain, it's like, you can't be reading two books simultaneously. You can't be serving two masters simultaneously. And so the idea is to release all of that fuss. They're just saying like fuss below. And it's so beautiful because it's just sort of like all of that lower consciousness energy. And like when I'm looking at it, it's like we're all sort of using it as a performance value. In other words, to step on that mound, to use it as leverage to climb up higher, to climb into our true ensemble, to climb into our true worth, to climb into our true outstanding love's arrival. So when they're saying outstanding love's arrival, we are all brilliant. And when I'm saying brilliant, I mean illuminated brilliance. So this is what's being offered to us as we will state our claim. In other words, as we will draw near, as we will recognize that this is the truth that we've been seeking and seeking always. So allow yourselves to take note, allow yourselves to transfer, allow yourselves, how would I say this, to like really drop any kind of avoidance, any kind of holdback, any kind of fear that would keep you from understanding God's glory. God being, of course, our God self, our holiness, our whole self. And so the more that we will allow ourselves unencumbered, untethered, to like fully arrive, to fully receive. So when they're saying this, it's everything they've been doing before, but when they're saying fully, it's sort of like, okay, now step fully in. Allow all parts of self to be drawn near. And so when we're looking at this, what I'm noticing is we all sort of had a wing out, a foot out, our head out. In other words, we were focusing on tall tales, meaning like the linear story. And so when they're saying whatever I said before, like fully in, it was like we heard it. And it was almost like we heard that announcement for the first time, that like more of us agreed to slide on in, more of us agreed to be swallowed up whole. And so when you're swallowed up whole, it's like allowing that light to cascade over you, allowing it to take over you. And so this is where, how would I say that? When we're allowing it to take hold of us, it's like a simultaneously increase and a releasing of the tethered past. So it's sort of like if I allow it to take over me, then what if I don't remember yesterday? What if I don't remember my trouble? What if I don't remember this and that? So for some of us, like, it may feel like a tally sheet, like someone still owes me or whatever it may be, or maybe I owe someone else. But it's just like all that guilt registry inside. When we illuminate our presence and receive God's glory, when we receive light, it like all just washes away. It's just really quite irrelevant because we're already at our new claim. We're already at that second tier. We're already at Christ sincere. So when they're saying Christ sincere, there's this like bubbling of our sacred atmosphere, of our sacred presence. So we want to remember that I am presence within is like bubbling. It's awakening. It's like, are you ready for me? Are you ready to know the very best? So anything, and now I'm seeing the Pentacles cards. So anything where we can have that enthusiasm, that excitement, that energetic increase, that exploratory adventure, anything where it's like, we're ready. We want more. We're releasing everything that isn't worthy of us, that slower consciousness, that of what we now understand ourselves to be. And so allow that to press in fully, to press in gently, to press in like really welcoming the new birth, welcoming the new energies, welcoming our ascension. Receive, receive, receive. In all your worth and all your majesty. So when they're saying that, I'm just seeing like us encircled. So it's like, just imagine yourself being encircled by lights or encircled by candles or encircled by roses or all three, all three, anything where you're encircled by paradise. And so we want to remember paradise, heaven, it's all a state of consciousness. We're not physically going anywhere. We're opening up to our ascended status. Receive, receive, receive. And so it is.